Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Beis. We left off on the bottom of daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So we were talking about different cases where Nishpach Adam, where the blood of the sire or the par. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Lezecher Nishmas, Adina's grandmother, who was Nifter yesterday, and the Levaya is today, and the name is. Here it is. Lezecher Nishmas Adina's grandmother Sil Rosenzweig Tzvia Yeta Bas Dov Tzivya Yeta Bas Dov Beryl. The neshama should have an aliyah. So we thank them for the sponsorship, and our learning should be a chus for her neshama. So today's daf again is Yuma daf Samach Beis. We left off in Samach Aleph and Beis. We were discussing when the dam hapara, the dam hasayir, gets spilled out, so they have to bring a whole new sayir. They have to bring a whole new animal in order to finish doing the hazot. So our gemara is going to start by discussing. Okay, so if they keep bringing new animals, keep shechting new animals in order to get new dam, in order to do all the hazos, so what do they do in the end of the day with all those animals? What do they do with all the seirim that are going to go la azazel? Every, you can't just separate one seir. Every seir has to be a pair. So what do you do with all those animals? Both the seirim la Hashem, do they all have a status of the seir la Hashem and have all the halachos of what we would do with the body of the seir la Hashem or not? And what do we do with all the seirim la azazel? And then toward the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to explore the shita of Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi seems to constantly hold mitzvah barishon. We have two possible sources that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you have options of which item to focus on, which item to use for a mitzvah, we always use the rishon. The first one always comes first. Then we begin the next parak of the Masechta, which is about the shnei si'urim of Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss about these two goats and how they have to be similar to each other and what happens if one of the two goats, either the Seir Hashem or Seir Azazel, what if they die? What if it dies before the Hagrela? What if it dies after the Hagrela? So that's going to be the discussion of the Mishnah. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have four possible cases in Karbanos, in the world of Kachim, where we have pairs of animals that potentially need to be Shneim Shavin, that potentially they need to be identical, just like the Seir Hashem, Seir Azazel. We always think of it in terms of Seir Hashem, Seir Azazel, but there are other cases where we have pairs of animals that maybe we also need, if not li'ikuva, but at the very least l'chadchila, maybe we also need shneim shavin. And then on the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to move into a discussion of shchitas chutz, the isser of shchitas chutz, dafka by the se'irim, and when the isser is operative by these se'irim. So let's pick up again, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We are at, let's say, Tanan Hasam, about six lines before the end of the page. Tanan Hasam, v'kulam etam v'begadim, v'nisraf ma'beis adash, and divir Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold all of these parim and all of these se'irim that are mentioned in the Mishnah by the case of Nishpach Adam. So after we finish the kapara, we bring a second par, and then we finish the kaparas haparochas, let's say, and we have to bring a third par because it spills out, and we need a third par to do the azos on the mizbeach. So now we have three sets of animals. All of them are nisrafin outside of Shalosh Machanos by the Beis HaDeshen, and he who burns it is Mitame Begadim. That's generally the rule. The Pasuk says, Rashi points out, Ves parachatos, vesir chatos, asher huves damam, vasorif osam, yechavis begadim b'mayim. The one who burns them is Chavis Begadav, has Tumas Begadim. So that is true of all of these animals whose blood was used at some point in the process of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So all of them have the full status of the partial Yom HaKippurim, the seer of Yom HaKippurim, the Chav Momrim, but the Chav say, no, Ein Metam Begadim, Vein Nisrafin HaBeis HaDashen, Elo HaAchron. Hold the Gomer Bo Kapara. Now only the last one is going to be brought to the Beis Hadash, and only the last one is going to require Kibbutz Begadim, because the last one is the one that completed the Kapara. So that's why it's only the last one. The Mikdash David raises the Safek, according to the Chachamim, what's the din of the Parmus Seirim, what's the din of the other Parmus Seirim? So it's good. He tells us which one is the real one, and which one really has this din of Nisrafim Beis Hadashen is Metame B'Gadim, he doesn't tell us what to do with the other ones. He doesn't tell us what the halacha is with the other ones. Do you say that two bar tzurasan and it should go the next day of the Beis HaSreifa, meaning wait a day so that it has Yibur Tzura, then you go the next day of the Beis HaSreifa? Or maybe Yibur Tzura doesn't help, maybe it's Mutar Ba'ana, maybe it's just nothing and it becomes totally Mutar Ba'ana, so because there's no mitzvah, it's like Atzmos Kachim that become Mutar Ba'ana. He doesn't say. He says also whether Orosei and the Kohanim, like other Chatos that are not burnt, are we Makti the Amurim, like other Paramusi'irim? So he says in the end that it's telling the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon if they're all Shaykh to the Kapara in some way or not. So that's what the issue of Orosei and the Kohanim will be Taluyan. But he has a whole list of Sveikos. The Gemara never clarifies. The Gemara never discusses what the Chachamim would say to do with all of these other animals. But this is the fundamental machlokas of Chazal Rabbi Shimon on the one side and the Chachamim on the other, whether all of them become the par and sarah of Yom HaKippurim or no, only the last one has the full status of the par v'sarah shel Yom HaKippurim and the other ones do not. So, what about the, if you kept on bringing new seer l'Hashem, so how many seerim are you mishalech? Because every time you designate a new seer, you have to designate a pair of them. You need to designate two at a time. So how many are you going to actually be mishalech? So the actual suffix of the Gemara, there are two ways to understand the suffix of the Gemara. Tosfos Rosh points out, one way to understand the suffix is that it's going within Shitas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon that Kula Metam Begadim and the Sarfim Beis Hadash, and that all of the new Si'irim and all the old Si'irim all have the din of a Si'ir of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore they're all brought out to the Beis Hadash and they're all Metam Begadim of the person who burns it. So we have the Shaila by the Si'ir Mishtalech. Are they also all Mishtalchim? Meaning, if you're going to say that all the Si'irim Lashem all have the status of a Si'ir Lashem, maybe all these Si'irim Lazazel would have the full status of Si'ir Lazazel, and you'd actually have to be mishaleach, be doche from the cliff. But the chachamim, according to the chachamim, who hold that it's only the achron, so by the seer mishaleach also, you'd only be mishaleach the achron. That's not a suffix. That's not Rava's shayla. So that's one way of understanding the suffix of the Gemara, that it's only within Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The other way of understanding it, says it's also Rush, is that the suffix is even within the sheet of the chachamim. That even if you hold by the par v'sar, that's nikrav, that only the achron really counts, that's because it became pasul, the earlier ones became pasul when nishbach damam, when the blood spilled out before you were done using it. So then they became pasul. So only the last one had the nigmar akapara, and therefore it's only the last one is actually mitami begadim, etc. But the seer mishtalech never had any problem with it. None of the seer mishtalechim ever had any psul. There was nothing to ever say that it can't be used as a seer mishtalech anymore. So then maybe yishalchu kulam. Then we have the suffix. Dafka according to the Chum, that there would be good svara to say that we should be mishaleach all of them. In the Netziv, in the Merom Yisrael, he says, Bepashtos, according to the sheet of the Rabbanan, there's no suffix at all. And he says, meaning he assumes Bepashtos like the first way of the Tosa Rush, that it's clearly no suffix according to the sheet of the Chamim. The Chamim hold only the Achron matters, so by the Sir Mishalech, only the Achron matters as well. So he says, that's why the Rambam doesn't discuss the whole Shaila, because the suffix is only the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam assumes that we're going to pass like the Chachamim. So it's the whole Shaila doesn't come up la halacha, because the whole shaila is only within a shita that we happen to not paskin like anyway. So good, says the Gemara now. So what do we do with all these, whoever the suffix is within, whether it's in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, whether it's in the Chamim, the Gemara raises this suffix. What do we do with all these Seirim that are supposed to, that are technically labeled as Seir La'azazel? So I'm like, Chiedro Mishalech. What, you think you send out a whole flock La'azazel? That's crazy. The halacha is that we send one. So I'm like, he said, V'chiedro Soreif? Yeah, but also, I mean, it doesn't say in the Torah anything about burning a whole Eder, a whole flock. And yet, nevertheless, we still said that all the kula nisrafim abeis hadashen, that all of them are nisraf abeis hadashen according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. This strongly implies that this discussion is within Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. That because his whole response is, how can you tell me that we're only going to be mishaleach one of them based on a svara that we don't find anywhere in the Torah that you're mishaleach more than one? We don't find anywhere in the Torah that you're sorif more than one, and you just told me we're sorif more than someone. But who just told me we're sorry? Only Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said that, not the Chachamim. So says Gemara, no, you can't even compare the two cases, though. The fact that we're soreif more than one and being mishaleach more than one. Mi dami, hasam lo ksiv oso. Hachaksiv oso. By the seer la'azazel, it says l'shaleach oso la'azazel. Singular. That it can only be one that sent la'azazel. It cannot be multiple animals that are sent la'azazel. So that's why, that's the svar of saying v'chi edro hu mishaleach, that we never have a havamina to be mishaleach, a whole flock of animals, even though we might be soref an entire flock of animals. Itmar, Rav Papi Mishmei Rava Amar Rishon Mishaleach, Rav Si Mishmei Rava Amar Achron Mishaleach. So Rav Papi Mishmei Rava says, okay, we're only going to send one, we're going to do the first one. The first one that was designated as Sir Lazazel, it never became possible, nothing ever happened to it, so send that one. Whereas Rav Si Mishmei Rava says, no, the last one is the real thing. The last one is was the one that matched with the Gemar Kapara of the seer that was used bifnim for the Gemar Kapara. So we're going to send the last one. So it says Gemar Bishlam Rav Simi Mishmei Derav Adamer Achron Mishaleach Kasaver Hol VeGamar Bal Kapara. I understand this second shita that says that you're going to be Mishaleach the Achron because Hol VeGamar Bal Kapara, since its twin had a Gemar Kapara with it bifnim, so this is going to be the real seal Azazel. El Rav Papi Mishmei Derava Maika Savar. But what's the svara to say to send the first one? What does Rav Papi Mishmei Derava think? So answer the Gemara, Savar like Rav Yossi, Damar Mitzvah Barishon. He holds like Rav Yossi, who says in general, we always go with the first. Whenever you have options of going with the first, the second, the third, you always go with the first. The first one in is the one that gets our attention. So, hey Rav Yossi, where does Rav Yossi ever say that? Where do we find that there's such a sheet in Shas of Rabbi Yossi, who says that mitzvah barishon? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Ilem Rabbi Yossi de kupos. If you can say it's Rabbi Yossi of the kupos, where they would put the shkalim in the Beis Hamikdash to use the boxes that where the money would be kept to take from the Trumas Halishcha and to buy the communal karbanos. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yossi shalosh kupos shal shalosh shalosh si'in shebehem tormenes halishcha vayakos valeim Aleph, Beis, Gimel. The three boxes were labeled, the three boxes where they would put the money for the Karbanos Tzibur were labeled Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Vitanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lama Kosov Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why are they labeled, says Rabbi Yossi? Leida Ezemehen Nitrma Rishon, Lahavi Hemena Rishon, Shemitzvah Barishon. So we could know which one had the Trumas Halishcha first, so that we can use that one for the Karbanos Tzibur, because Mitzvah Barishon, we should always use the first. Whenever we have an option, we should always use the first. So maybe that's the Rabbi Yossi you're referring to when you say that Rabbi Yossi holds in Gantz Shas Mitzvah Barishon. Says Gemara, no, Dilma Be'idna Diz Chazoi Kamaisa Lois Chazoi Basraisa. No, maybe by the Kupa, the first Kupa, at the time that it was Roi to be used, to be makro from it, the later ones weren't. As Rashi points out, Lois Chazoi Basraisa, Sharishona Niris La Krava Misha Nitrma, Aval Seir Shal Zug, Rishon, Lo Nir Lishloch, Achagamru Kol Matnos Hadamim, Ukshgamru Nira Achron Krishon. By the kupos, when you take a Truma Salishcha from each one, that's when it's right to be used. So the first one actually becomes ra'ui before the second one and the third one. By the se'irim, none of them no se'ir la'azazel is ra'ui until all of the matnos dam are done bifnim. So all of these se'irim that are designated as se'ir la'azazel all become ra'ui to actually be sent la'azazel at the same exact moment. Even though you may have designated them at different times, none of them are actually ra'ui until all the matanos in the Beis HaMikdash are done with the Sierra Pirimi, until you did the matanos l'fnei v'lefnim and the matanos shebeheichal and the matanos on the Mizbeach, and at that moment that you finish that third set of matanos dam, that's when the Sierim la'azazel all become roi at the same time. So maybe Rabbi Yossi is not going to go that far and say mitzvah b'rishon even in that case where they all become roi, Shemesh at the same time. So where does Rabbi Yossi really say mitzvah b'rishon? Ella Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi about Korban Pesach. Tanya mafresh pischo va'avav. If a person designates an animal as a Korban Pesach and then he loses it, v'hifresh acher tachtav, and he designates another animal in its place as Korban Pesach, v'acharkach nimtza arishon, and then we find the original Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach. So they're both right there. Which one are you going to use? Ezeman sheyirtzi Yaakov divrei chachamim. Chachamim say, whichever one you want. They're both good. They're both labeled Korban Pesach. Use whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mitzvah berishon. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is dafka to use the first one. But the second one's a much nicer animal, so bring the second one. But really, generally speaking, it would be mitzvah berishon. Now Rashi points out, v'achar kach nimtza rishon means, O kodem chatzos darba asar, O achar chatzos, that we find the first one, whether it be before chatzos, which is before the zman shchitas haPesach, or we find it after chatzos. The kam Rabbi Yossi mitzvah brishon v'afal pishu hufrash hasheni kodem chatzos, even though the second animal was already designated before chatzos, and therefore v'chimata chatzos travayu ichsu ki adadi. Unlike the case of the kupos of the money with the shkalim, where they each become ra'oi at a different time, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said mitzvah brishon. By the Korban Pesach, they all, both karbanos, both animals, became ra'oi to use as a Korban Pesach at Chatzos. That's when the Zman began. So both, it was simultaneous. At Chatzos, they both became ready to use. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi still says mitzvah berishon. So that's a good raya for our Seirim. All these Seirim are going to be Roy Lazazel all at one time. And so we want to say, where do we get the idea that you're going to say mitzvah berishon? So we bring Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a good parallel to our case. There's another parallel to this case that it's pointed out by one of the mefarshim in the back of the Gemara. On this Rashi, the Hagos Rabbi Yehuda Bachrach writes as follows: Le'inyan mishiyeshlo shnei yiladim lamal biyom echad. If a person has two children, two baby boys that need a mila on the same day, raksha echad lo rishon, but one of them was born obviously a few minutes or maybe longer before the other one. So mi nimol tchila, which one do you mal first? So yesh lifshot misugya mimachlokas chacham Rabbi Yossi b'mafresh pischo. It's the machlokas chacham and Rabbi Yossi about being mafresh Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says it would be the first one, and the Chacham would say, yeah, whichever one you want. Eiz man sheyirtze yakriv. So that's it would turn out that according to the Chacham, there's no din kedima. So l'chora hu adin Rabbi Yossi hu adin. Rav Zilberstein points out, if you have two fathers, two avia bens in the same shul on the day of Amila, the halach is that there's a chiyuv for an aliyah. The avia ben is a chiyuv for an aliyah at the bris. So, but it's a Monday or a Thursday, and you're laning. You only have, and they're both Yisraelim, so you can't. You're not going to knock a kohen off. So, what are you going to do? So, which one gets the aliyah? So, says Rav Zilberstein, maybe it's the same shailah. Maybe it's the same thing that you would say it's subject to the machlokes chum and Rabbi Yossi. Chum say ezman sheyirtze, and Rabbi Yossi would say the father of the rishon. However, the pischei tshuva quotes the Sefer Bris Avram, Pischei Tshuva in Yarden, some Reish Samachai, quotes Sefer Bris Avram about two milos on the same day, and one of them is Shalobizmana. Should you be mal the one that was born earlier, because it's Milo Shalobizmana before the Milo Bizmana? So he says, even by Shtei Milos Bizmanam, we don't find any Svara to be Maktim, the one that was born earlier. That we don't find any source to say that the one that was born earlier goes first. He said, you might tell me, what about the Halacha in Hilchas Avelis and Simen Shunin Dalit? If you have two mesim and you have to, the Chevra Kedisha can only deal with one at a time, so which one goes first? So the halacha is very clearly over there that we're kover first, the person who died first. So that's not a raya, because over there the chiyuv is chal as soon as he dies. So the chiyuv of the first one was chal before the chiyuv of the second one. By the bris, it's different. If you have two milas on the same day, one may have been born earlier, but the chiyuv of bris mila was chal at the same time. So if the chiyuv of the bris mila was chal at the same time, so then we're going to go with the sheet of the chachamim over here, where Eizemen Sheyirtze Yaktim. If one chiyuv is chal earlier, then mitzvah barishon, then you go with the first chiyuv that's chal. But over here, both chiyuv and marchal at the same time. So that's the question he deals with. What do you say about the avia ben getting the aliyah? Do you say their chiyuv is chal at the same time, or do we assume that no, that by an avia ben, his job is to be osek in the mila from the time of the birth. He already has to make all the arrangements, and he has to be dealing with, and he has to. So already at the time of the first call, after they call the grandparents to say mazel, the first call is to the moel to make sure that they're able to book a moel. So maybe that's part of the father's chiyuv. So maybe klape the avia ben, the chiyuv actually set in earlier. So again, another situation where you have a random case in Kachim that you think has no resemblance to anything that would ever be halacha lemaisa, that the poskim use as a to connect to a case that comes up halacha lemaisa. Okay, hadron alach hotziu lo. That is the end of the fifth parak of Maseches Yuma. Now we begin the sixth parak of Yuma. This parak is going to deal with the shnei seirim and all the details, specifically not really of both seirim, but of the seir mishtaleach. We're going to be focusing on the seir la'azazel. It's just the first mishnah is going to talk about how an animal gets designated as a seir la'azazel, so it has to talk about the other seir that goes together with it, because that's the way it works. Merom Esad, the Netziv, is not sure why this parak is dafke here, meaning by l'chora it belongs by Taraf Bakalpi, where it begins the discussion of the seirim where they're doing the raffle to figure out which one is which, or after the mitzvah sashiluach or something like that. But over here it's a little bit of an odd placement. But he says because the mission is going to discuss meisach mehen yaviu shnayim, and that's only until the gemara kaparas dam sayer apnimi. So therefore, one of the halachas in this mishnah relates specifically up until the finishing of dealing with the dam of the sayer apnimi. So that's why we put it right after the discussion of what we do with the dam of the sayer apnimi. So that's what the Netziv suggests. So says the mishnah: shnei seira yom kippurim mitzvasan shiu shneim shavin. The two seirim of yom kippurim are supposed to be shneim shavin. They're supposed to be the same. They're supposed to look exactly the same. So the Rishonim already asked the question: how's that possible that they be shneim shavin? There is a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Dafayin Alpha Meralef by Ben Sora. The Gemara says that the shita that requires that both of the parents be the same, that they be shava, bekol, bemare, bekoma, holds that Ben Sora Mora lo hayav lo asalios. By definition, holds that Ben Sora Mora never was and never will be, because it's impossible that both parents are going to be shnei and shavin. So if we assume that that's impossible about people, two people to be shnei and shavin, so then how's it possible for two animals to be shnei and shavin? So Tosi Shem says, the Gemara Sanhedrin was talking about people. Animals are different. People are more nuanced, and therefore it's much less likely that people are going to be shavin, but animals much more likely that you'll find that shnei and shavin. There is a Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin that says even one chita is not completely doma to another chita. Even a stalk of wheat, even something much less sophisticated than an animal, are never exactly identical. But we don't require over here that they be shneim shavin in every single regard. We're going to see what the shneim shavin means. It's in three or four specific criteria that they have to be shneim shavin. The Sfasemis gives a different answer. He says over here it's shayach even by shnei seirim to be shneim shavin if they're twins. If they're born from the same mother, if they're siblings, so they share the same gene pool, but you don't have that with two parents. It can't be two parents of the child that they're siblings. So that's why it's less likely that it's shneim shavin in that case. But he says it would just turn out, if you say that way, that the mitzvah of the shnei seirim is that they should dafka be twins, and we don't find that anywhere, that the shnei seirim have to literally be biological twins, just that they should look alike. So to say that that's the only possibility is quite a Chiddush. In the Gvura Sari, the Shagasari is matarets that it could be that by the parents of Ben Sorer, since it has to be shoven af bekol, that's the kicker. That's the part that makes it impossible, that the father and mother have the same exact voice, which seems reasonable that if the father and mother have the same exact voice, probably they weren't able to, someone has some sort of hormonal imbalance, it's likely, so it's probably more challenging for them to have children. So maybe that's the kicker. That's the part that makes it so much more difficult over there. But everything else is okay. I don't know why everybody doesn't just say the simplest teretz that imagine, which is that shneim shavin is impossible by the parents of Ben Sora Mora because one is male and one is female. So for a male and female to look exactly alike is much more miraculous than to take shnei seirim of the same gender and say that and have them look exactly alike. I don't know. No one didn't really see anyone that really says that. But l'chora, that's the answer. No, that's the simple answer. So shnei seirim of Yom Kippurim have to be shavin. In what way do they have to be shavin? B'mara Bekomo bedamim ubelikichasim ka'achid. They have to look the same. They have to be the same height. They have to cost the same, and they have to both have been purchased together at the same time. The achronim also raises questions. Fasemus raises a question: if they're shava b'maru v'koma, if they're the same height, they look exactly the same. You really need to tell me they have to be shava bedamim? How could one possibly get away with charging more for one of them than you would for the other if they look the same size and they look exactly the same? So of course they're going to cost the same amount of money. So Sfasema says, no, sometimes they could be based on, what do they call it when they sell horses, race horses? They look for the yichus. They want to know. What kind of breeding it was. So it could be one's an Eglat Tilsa. One is the third from its mother that was considered to be better meat than the other was, even though it looks exactly not an egg. It wouldn't be an egel, but it would be like the certain animals based on its background, based on how many offspring the mother had. So whether it's a shlishi lebeten or not, so that might be a factor in terms of determining its price. So that might be why bedamim is a separate criteria. Va'afal pi shein shavin ksherin. Now, if they are not exactly the same, it's still going to be kosher. Lokach echad yom ve'echad machar ksherin. If you buy one today and one the next day, also it's going to be kosher b'diavad. Meis echad mehem. What if one of these seirim dies? Seim ad shelo higru meis. If the it died before you were magrul, before you ever did the hagrala, so you ever determined which one is the lashem, which one is lazazel, yikach zug the sheni. So then you get a new match for the second one. Ve'imi shehigrul meis. But if you already did the hagrala, one of them was already designated lashem, one lazazel, and then one of them dies, yavi zug acher. You have to bring a whole new pair. You don't just bring another seer. You bring a whole new pair. V'yagril alehem batchila, and you do a new hagrala. The Yomer, and you say as follows: Im shel shem meis zesha ala alav hagor l'shem yiskayim tachtav. If the one that was designated the shem died, so this one that the goral now comes out on it that it should be l'shem should be l'shem tachtav. V'im shel azazel meis, and if the one that was supposed to be la zazel died, so zesha ala alav hagor la zazel yiskayim tachtav. The one that I am now designated, the one that the goral is now designated as being la zazel, will take the place of the old Azazel. Vasheni Yirachi Yistayiv. And the extra one, because now that you have three animals designated, so the extra one is going to go graze until it develops a mum, v'yimachar, and then it's sold, v'yipul dam of the nedava, and the money is used to purchase nedava. Shein chatas tzibur mesa, because chatas tzibur is never mesa, so that's what we do. We let it develop a mum, we sell it, and we buy karbonos nedava with the money. Which animal do we do that with? The sheni. So the Gemara is going to have a discussion which one that really is. Is that the sheni from the first pair or the sheni from the second pair that we're being docha in that way? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you let it die. V'odom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also says, nishpach adam yomus hamishtaleach. Meis hamishtaleach yishpach adam. That if the dam of the seer lefnim spills, so then the seer mishtaleach is left to die. Yomus hamishtaleach, and you bring two new ones and you do a new hagrala. But if meis hamishtaleach, then you shafech adam. Then that's the end for its match in the seer apnimi. You spill out the dam, and again you would take two new animals and you would do a brand new hagrala. Rav Soloveitchik raises the issue by the hagrala. He says, or by the fact that it has to be shneim shavim b'mara b'koma. He says l'chora one could have said that this din, that they have to look the same, l'chora one could have suggested that that's a din in hagrala. Because what is hagrala? That we determine which of these two identical animals, even though they look exactly the same, which one's going to be l'ashem, which one's going to be l'azazel. If they already are distinguishable, so then what kind of hagrala? What do you need a hagrala to distinguish them? They're already distinguishable. So he says that one could have suggested that in order for the hagrala to be meaningful, it has to be that they are otherwise indistinguishable. But he says that's clearly not the case once you learn Amud Beis over here. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to apply this din of having them Shneim Shavin to be a din by the Karba Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, to be a din by the Tzipori Mitzora, things where there is no Hagrala, where there is no din of Hagrala. So you see that it has nothing to do with Hagrala. This is just a din, a general din, that wherever we have some sort of pair of Balei Chaim that are used as karbanos, that they have to be shavim b'tzuras am lechadchila as a lechadchila dekadin. They should be similar to each other. But this is not really a halacha in the hagrala. So let's see the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Yikach shnei si'irei izim miyot si'irei shnayim. It says that you should take two si'irei izim. So when once it says si'irei, we know that it means two because the word is a plural. So obviously it means two. Matam lomar shnei. So why does it have to say shnei si'irei izim? Obviously si'irei means two. What does the word shnei add? Shiyu shneim shavin. That teaches us that they should be similar to each other. They should look exactly the same. Minayin. Afal pi shein shneim shavim ksherin. How do I know that that's not ma'akev, that that's only a din lechadchila, but it's not ma'akev b'dievet, it's kosher even if they don't look exactly the same? Tam lomar, si'ir, si'ir, riba. That's why we have a special riba in the pasuk to tell me that it's not ma'akev, si'ir, si'ir, that, yeah, whatever you bring is good enough, even if it's not exactly the same. So says more, wait a second, I need a riboy to tell me that it's not ma'akev. What's the rule by Kachin? By Kachin, the rule is you always need Shana Lavakas of La'akev. Unless the Torah says it twice, it's not Ma'akev anyway. So the assumption is always that everything is only a Din L'Chadchila until you have a second pasuk to tell me that it's not just a Din L'Chadchila. So Taimut, the Rabbi Rachmana, makes it sound over here that it's only because we have a special Riboy in the pasuk to tell me that it's Kasher, even if they're not exactly the same. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana, Hava Amina Psulin. And had it not been that way, we would have assumed it's Ma'akev, that it's Pasul. But where would we have learned that from? Where would we have had a hava amina that it's ma'akev? So salka daitich amina sheni shnei shnei shnei. I might have thought since the pasuk says shnei three times, so that's the shana of la'akev. So shnei 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 ksiv v'hasha. So that's why I need a riboy in the pasuk seir seir to tell me that no, it's not ma'akev. Great, but now that I have the riboy in the pasuk, tell me that it's not ma'akev. Vasha de Rabbi Rachman is seir seir shnei 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 lamali. So what do I do with all the shneis in the pasuk if it's not there to teach me that it's ma'akev? So says the Gemara, it's there to teach me in how many ways the animals are supposed to be similar to each other. Chad l'mara, v'chad l'koma, v'chad l'damim. That there are three different ways that the animals are supposed to be similar to each other in their appearance, in their height, in their value. So that's why it says shnei three times to tell me that that they're supposed to be similar in those three ways. And Tosi Shonin points out that we had four ways in the Mishnah that they're supposed to be said. Also l'kichas and ka'achad. So Tosi Shonin points out on the side of the page yesh svarim degaras chad l'mara u'l'koma. That Mara and Koma are the same. Height is another characteristic. It's a physical trait of the animal. So when we say Mara, that they look the same, two things don't look the same if one is much bigger than the other. So Koma is part of Mara, really, and therefore it gets included together. V'yesh svarim degaras, chad l'maru l'koma v'chad l'damim. That one is l'maru l'koma and one is l'damim. V'omer Rebbe, maybe we don't need a shnei to tell me l'kichasan ke'echad, because l'kichasan ke'echad is pretty much mefurish in the pasuk. The mara, the koma, the damim, that's not mefurish in the pasuk. L'kichasan ke'echad is pretty much mefurish in the pasuk. And then he has a few other gersos as well. Says the Gemara further now. Tanya namihachi gabe kivse mitzora. A second example where we find a similar idea that you have a pair of animals and that they should look the same, that they're supposed to be shoven. By the kivse mitzora, it says yikach shnei kvasim. Miut kvasim shnayim. Whenever it says kvasim, kvasim means two. So matam lomer shnei. Why does it have to tell me shnei kvasim? Shu shneim shavin. Tell me that they have to look the same. Uminayin shav pishen shneim shavin ksherin. How do I know that b'diyevet it's not ma'akev, that if they don't look the same it's still kosher? Tam lomer keves keves riba. So we have a special riba in the pasuk. Wait a second. Again, the same shakla v'tarya. Taima the Rabbi Rachmana. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. Hava amina psulin. Ikuv amin alan. Why would I need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me that it's not ma'akev? By kachim, you need a special pasuk to tell me it is ma'akev. What would my hava amina have been that it would be ma'akev? There's no. Why do I even need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me it's not ma'akev? Salka daitach amina. Tihiyaksiv. I might have thought that Tihiyah is a second pasuk that tells me that it is ma'akiv. That has to be exactly the way it says in the pasuk. That Tihiyah means that Zos Tihiyah, Torah Samitzorah, everything Baviyasa Tehe. The parasha has to be exactly like it's written, that it's all ma'akiv. Everything about Mitzorah is ma'akiv. That's why I need a special reader to tell me that this particular prat, that they have to be Shneim Shavin, that's not ma'akiv. So wait a second, what do I do with Tihiyah now that I have the Reboy in the Pasuk to tell me that they don't have to be the same? Well, the Shar HaVyasa Shel Mitzara. I still need Tihiyah, Zos Tihiyah Torah Samitzara, to tell me that every other halacha in the Parsha Samitzara is Ma'akev. The Tihiyah is still used to teach me that all the halachas of Mitzara are Ma'akev, except for those that have a special Reboy to tell me it's not Ma'akev. So Shneim Shavin has a special Reboy to tell me it's not Ma'akev. But every other halacha of Mitzara certainly is Ma'akev. It certainly has that that halacha that it is Ma'akev. Tanya Nami Gabi Mitzara Kiyai Gavna. And we have a similar idea in a third place by the Tziporim Mitzara. Tziporim, Miyu Tziporim Shnaim, the minimum number of, whenever you say a plural number of birds, is always going to be two. So Matamalomer Shtei, why does it have to say Shtei? We already know that it's two. Shiu Shtei and Shavos, that the two birds have to be the same. Uminayin Shav Pishen and Shavos Ksheros, how do I know that even if they're not exactly the same, they're still kosher? Tamalomer Tzipor Tzipor Riba, so it tells me that it's not Ma'akev. Oi, again, time of the Rabbi Rachmana, hello Rabbi Rachmana, psulos, ikuv amina lan. Where would I ever have had a hava amina that it's ma'akev, that I need a special rebuy in the pasuk to tell me that it's not ma'akev? Where's the shana alav akas of ma'akev? So salkadai de kamina, tiyeksiv. I would have thought that, again, this is included in the parsha of Mitzora. So I would have thought that the tihiyeh, zos tihiyeh, tarasa Mitzora, tells me that everything is ma'akev. So v'hasha de Rabbi Rachmana tzipor, Tiyah lamali, but once I have the rebuy to tell me that it's not ma'akev, what does the Tiyah do? Again, the Shara v'yasa shel mitzara, to tell me that all the other halachas of the mitzara are ma'akev. Ihachi gabe tmidin nami, says the Gemara, a fourth case. If we're going to apply this halach, there are actually five cases in general where we're going to try to apply this. By the tamid, it's not going to work out, but we're going to try. Why don't we say the same thing by karbonos tamid? How many tamids do we bring every day? Two. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. So why don't we make a similar drasha by tmidin? We never find such a similar drasha. Neima say the following. Kvasim, miut kvasim shnaim. It says kvasim in the plural, which by definition means two. Matom lam shnaim. So why does it have to say specifically two? Shush neim shavin. Why don't we say that the tamid shel shachar has to look exactly the same as tamid shel ben arba'im? Uminayin shav pishen shem shavin ksherim tam lomer keves riba. And you would tell me that it's not ma'akev because of keves riba. But a lemitzvah chinami debeinan. But at least for a mitzvah lechachila, you should require shneim shavin. Why don't we ever hear of such a din that you need shneim shavin by the carbon tamid? No, because we already used that pasuk, the shnayim in that pasuk, to teach me something else. Shnayim layom keneged ayom. So it's to tell me that we're supposed to shech the carbon tamid directly across from where the sun is shining. Atomer kenem, meaning in the morning, it says the sun shines in one direction where it's rising, and in the evening where it's setting. So that educates us on where to shech the actual carbon. Atomer keneged ayom enol chovas ayom. So you're sure that it means keneged ayom? Maybe it means chovas ayom, and it's just coming to tell me that you need two each and every day. Now, I already know that I need two each and every day because the pasuk says that explicitly. So what do I do with shnayim liyom? That's keneged yom. Ketzad tomus shel shachar yinishchat al keren tzvonus ma'aravis val taba'as shniya. The Tamid Shel Shachar is on the northwestern side of where the rings are, on the north of the Mizbeach, on the second ring. V'shal ben arbayim ayinishchat al keren mizrachas tzvonis al tabas shniya. On the second ring from the northeastern side of where the rings are. And then the Gemara says, this last one, Musafin Shal Shabbos Vade Srichan Shiyu Shneim Shavin. When it comes to the Musafin Shal Shabbos, there's a fifth application, the fourth one that works, where we say that also, that definitely does need to be Shneim Shavin, again, based on a similar type of drasha that the Torah tells us that there are two, even though it's explicit, even though we use plural terminology, so the Musafin does have to be two. Now, the Rishonim over here are all bothered. Why, when it comes to the Shechit of the Karban Tamid, is it on the second ring over? Meaning, you want it to be across from where the sun is shining, so go all the way to the end. Why is it Dafka on the second ring over? So Rashi first says, "Taima de Tabashni lo yadana." I don't know why the second ring. Then he says, "Vanishamati kadesh tei Rishonim seyato leyachnis bar ragli abeim shlote hapech." Maybe because we need the first ring to hold down the legs of the animal, so the animal doesn't jump and move out of the way. These are rings that are kavua in the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, right near the Mizbeach, that would actually be used to hold down the animal. So maybe, even though we think of these rings as holding down the neck of the animal for the Shechita, you need the other ring to hold down the legs of the animal. Tos Yishanim has a few other suggestions. Tos Yishanim points out that he first of all doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He says, "Ein zu svar shetapku raglei klapei mizbeach." He says, "Why would you have the animal's legs facing the mizbeach? It's gonna only risk the bizayin of the mizbeach because it's gonna be yarbitz galalim if the animal defecates at that point. So why would you have its legs facing the mizbeach? That would be a bizayin to face it that way." So he says, first of all, Tosos himself says, "Tabash nia nearly d'min adina yilo lishkar tabas rishona." So says that's the reason why we do it in the second ring, not the first ring, because you don't want it so close to the mizbeach. If it's going to be matil galalim, it's going to be designed to the mizbeach, so you don't want it that close. So Yishonim says, "Ulerebi near lefarish hatam d'tvas shniyah haynu." That if it's too close to the mizbeach, there's going to be a shadow from the wall of the mizbeach, and you don't want to create a shadow. You want it to be in direct sunlight. So that's why you dafka have to put it one ring over, not directly next to the mizbeach. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with the brisa tomorrow, with Tanur Rabbanan tomorrow.